I'm going to start with weather today. Why not?
Good choice.
I'm going to just start with weather today. Hey, we've got rain in the metro area right now. They're saying some snow possible moving in here with it. Let me hold on a second. Let me shuffle my briefs here. Let's see here. Oh, they're saying still 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulating today. That's what they're still saying. Well, I don't know. It's too wet out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have to fall like 8 inches of snow to get 3 inches to stay.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. All right. In your snow gauge, it looks great. But I think the rest of us, I don't know what we're going to get. I'd say be concerned on the roads, but not exactly the most traffic out there. So 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to have you with us today. Matt, Eric here today. No guests, so your calls are more than welcome at 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll get to all the news. And it is what it is. I'll just get it, say it like that. This morning, Eric, I went to the grocery store. Now, I generally go grocery shopping on Thursday mornings. And just to let everyone, you know, just so you know, I was at a Cub Foods, you know, that's by my house. And one of the things that I keep hearing conservatives scream that this is no worse than when Obama H1N1 swine flu Ebola. What I saw today, I have never seen in my entire life. So for anyone to look at me and say anything was worse than this, you know, it's like listening to the news forecast we just had. We talked about how we hit the 10,000 mark as far as cases in the United States, as far as coronavirus. But what you have, and they say, well, the counterpoint of it, good news in China, they didn't get any new cases. Have you seen the quarantine levels they did in China? For God's sakes, Rachel Maddow last night pointed out there are 7 states, and I'll see if I remember, Idaho, Wyoming, Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Missouri. Those 7 states don't even have any kind of statewide bans or closures or anything. Nothing. It's all up to the local officials. We are so far away from being with where China is at because we have so many freaking idiots that think that their political ideology somehow supersedes a virus. I understand it's hard to see the guy, your golden calf that you've been worshiping, all of a sudden lose a lot of luster. But don't try to say, but Obama! Come on, please. So I walk in the grocery store today. And the first thing I realize is, boy, I'm a freaking idiot. Because all of a sudden it's like, I got to grab onto a cart. And in this day and age. So I kind of pulled the sleeves down on my sweatshirt and grabbed it with that. By the way, I need to wash that sweatshirt probably. And I'll post some photos a little bit later on. Just to take the comical. I mean, knew that the paper product selection at this grocery store was going to be decimated. It was impressive though to see the amount of empty shelves they had there. Nothing. Not a tissue. Not a napkin. Not a paper towel. Nothing. Completely gone. So I start, and the way my grocery store is set up, that's on the far left side of the store. As you're looking into the store, it's on the far left side of the store. The store kind of starts on the far right side. So I start walking back, and that's when I start noticing the empty shelves. And how much of the store was empty? About half, I would say. It was about half as stocked as it usually is. Produce is fine, which is kind of funny. It's like, I mean, I frozen fruit and vegetables gone outside of one bag of rhubarb, which I thought was, is that the most Minnesota damn thing I've ever seen in my life? The entire case is gone outside of there's some rhubarb up there. Hey, you wait a month, it's going to be growing out of the ground everywhere you want. So, you know, maybe I don't need that. I know you get the frozen versions. They got the fresh versions right over there. I know they're pricey, but I just, you know, the produce wasn't that bad. Some things were gone. I noticed like spinach was gone. You know, kind of more kind of the artesian sort of, you know, things. Tons of onions, tons of potatoes, tons of stuff like that. So at the end of the day, first thing I said to myself is, well, you know, you can just go back to basics here and you'll be fine. Got to the meat section. Holy cow. I'd say two-thirds of the meat section were empty. Most of the pork was gone. Chicken was kind of iffy there. Not iffy as in bad, just to kind of what you could get. I mean, your selection was not very grand. There were a lot of empty cases. A lot of fish, though. I mean, I'll say this. A lot of fish there. A lot of lunch meats, a lot of sausage, hot dogs still there. That's one of the first things I said is, okay, at the end of the day, I can still have hot dogs. Who doesn't like a hot dog? Just boil it for like 2 hours, and it's like a baseball park hot dog. Delicious. Oh. So then I go through there and, you know, kind of put together whatever I can. Get on over to the dairy section. That's next. Well, it's starting to look a little sparse. As then I got through that, and most of it was still there. Dairy section was not that bad. I mean, it was yogurt has been decimated. You know, there's like four flavors of yogurt. One's like, you know, coffee bean lemon. You know, like, jeez, who's eating that? Bubblegum pretzel. Blah! Oh, who's eating that? No. Hey, I'll take it. It was like the soup aisle, and I got the soup aisle. The soup aisle was completely decimated, gone. Outside of butternut squash puree soup. I mean, and there was tons of that. So got through dairy, frozen foods. There was hardly any pizzas in there. I mean, the pizza case, pizza. Okay, I get frozen vegetables. I do. I get it, and I get the meat section. I do. Pizza.
It's like every food group simultaneously.
Well, I mean, it's I'm really concerned at if your culinary experience, if the idea of just microwaving a potato terrifies you, what are you going to do when you get past all the pre-made food that's there? Because that was clearly what was the popular item. Well, that, and then, of course, I got over to pasta. Peanut butter was wiped out. There was no peanut butter anywhere there. Bread, most of the bread was gone. Pasta, gone. Nothing. Yeah, kind of shocked too about that. Just, you know, they had the little tiny mini noodles that no one ever gets. That and lasagna noodles. So who wants the most awkward plate of spaghetti ever? Canned fruits, most of those are gone. A lot of canned vegetables were gone. I talked to a few of the people that work there. And I said, this is a little crazy. And they sort of said, you know, they haven't been getting shipments. Now, I am actually – remember yesterday we talked about the ag stories that came on out. And they're talking about how these prices are not filtering down to the suppliers, the cattlemen and the pork producers, the milk producers. They're being left out of this inflation market. And I'm actually starting to wonder whether it's hand sanitizer, whether it's face masks, whether it's groceries, whether it's, you know, whatever the case. I think these suppliers are basically the ones that right now are they're holding things up, because everyone says the same thing. We got more than enough food in this country. And we do. I mean, even with the half the shelves empty, there are still plenty of options for a person to eat there. It wasn't exactly like you when it was, you know, Moscow in 1980. But it was, you know, I'm actually starting to wonder if these distributors are just holding the product because they're waiting for the highest bidder. Seeing what who's going to pay them the most. And then, of course, not feeding it down to the supplier. Because from the stories we heard yesterday, there's tons of suppliers that got product they want to move. But, you know, they're basically being told you either have to hold your product or you pay the, you know, take the cheap price we're offering. I think someone's making money off this. I think someone's making money off this. Of course, the chip selection was fine. Is there ever a doubt?
Oh. This story was starting to scare me, but I hear the chips are there.
The chips are there. Don't worry. Tostitos is fine. Tostitos is okay. Yeah, there's a wide selection of chips and sodas. They're all fine. I don't know what to say because, you know, every one of us is individual. Every one of us is your own cat, man. You know, you do what you do. Did I start chucking, 40 pounds of lasagna noodles into my cart and trying to run for the front? No, I didn't. But at the same time, I know there are some people who are getting scared. And as we are going to go through this show, I'm going to give you a lot of numbers that definitely do raise an eyebrow. I'm not going to deny that. They definitely do. So I can't necessarily do it. I mean, I think there's a special place in hell for the people who are hoarding, toilet paper and hand sanitizer and trying to sell it online. I think you're all going to burn. I swear to God, you're all going to burn. But for the people that are just wanting to get food for their home, for their families, to make sure that they've got enough to get through, I don't know there's no right answer. Just they want to buy 20 cans of soup, buy 20 cans of soup. But I will say this, that I think that we might have some times here where it gets a little rough. And if this is getting rough because there are some greedy jackasses who are just trying to make a buck, yeah, I'm not for capital punishment, but, I don't want to be hearing about warehouses full of food, but they weren't willing to pay the extra 10% commission rate, whatever. I don't want to hear about that crap. I'm not going to be happy. Just, we'll get through this together. Don't look at the shop person in the shopping cart. One of the things I noticed, and this was, I think, the hardest part about the whole thing. I was my usual self. Good morning. Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. Hardly anyone said a thing to me. Hardly anyone said. People were in there like they were on military maneuvers. Woman next to me couldn't reach up to grab something. She said, could you grab that for me? I didn't grab it, wave it in her face, go, in your face, chuck it in my cart and run away. Although that would have been hilarious to
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, exactly. She was old. I don't think she could catch me. No, here you go. You want me to get another one? No, she said, thank you very much. We only lose if we lose sight of all the people around us. How about I say it like that? We only lose if we lose sight of all the people around us. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who've already lost that sight. Keep your wits about you. We'll get through this together. Let's go to Steve. Steve is in Minneapolis. Thanks for holding, Steve. Welcome on in.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey.
So, yeah, I also went to Cub Foods today because I didn't have to go to work because some idiots showed up sick yesterday and they got to disinfect the whole plant, but that's a different story. But there were tons of people stocking shelves. I mean, couldn't get toilet paper, but it's okay. I got 16 cases at Costco last week. But the thing I noticed is nobody was wearing gloves. The bulk of the over 60 crowd is not observing the social distance thing. I mean, they walk right up next to you. And, everybody under 50 was wearing masks and gloves and staying away. But I'm sorry, the old folks just ain't getting it.
No. Considering the news sources they had that said this was nothing major, thanks, Steve, I appreciate it. By the way, Steve, I might be in touch if you've got those big cases. If I start running low on the TP, I might be in touch. Okay, my friend?
Yeah, I got that in 9mm.
All right. Oh, good to hear. Thank you very much.
You can use either.
Either one, Go watch Colbert last night. He addressed the toilet paper shortage pretty hilariously last night. I noticed it myself. Like I said, it's just all of a sudden, Someone stocked the fruit. Someone stocked the vegetables. They did the. I noticed this. They did the donuts and the pastries differently. There's someone had actually in the back already pre-bagged each one of them, which was a pretty smart idea.
Oh yeah, because they have the reach-in cabinet.
Yeah, thing. One of those things where you know Johnny palms it. You know, doesn't usually use a little paper piece here. Yeah.
My name's Eric.
I wasn't going to point fingers, but him. It's him over there. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take the break. When we come on back, we'll start running through the news, all right? And I'll get it, you know, get you up to date the best we can here. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on a Thursday, right under here on AM 950. With the warmer weather coming, it's time to get that new Toyota vehicle you've wanted at Rudy Luther Toyota. Everyone loves the RAV4, and Rudy Luther has both the hot-selling 2020 RAV4 and the wildly popular RAV4 Hybrid. Both have inspiring design, intuitive technology, and smart style, and Rudy Luther has 250 available. And test drive the completely redesigned Highlander. Discover more quality for family time with the refined interior and the striking exterior. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota today, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join over 300,000 Minnesota families by choosing Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialists. Our customers have helped us be very good at selling, installing, and servicing appliances. We work hard to earn your business. Choose Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
At AM 950, we bring you the news, and the TuneIn app lets you take us on the go. Get breaking news from local and national networks, and even listen to MSNBC without commercials. Go to your app store to download TuneIn and start listening for free.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. By the way, Tony writing up on the live stream. You can watch the show if you like. Go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook or Progressive Citizen X, Matt McNeil Show on Facebook. You can watch the show there. You make the point. My mom's concerned. She's running out of supplies. I completely hear you. And, you know, Tony, obviously, you know, all my best to your mom. Hope things she can find the toilet paper and the Tylenol. And like I said, there are people right now who are hoarding that stuff and – you know, they, you know, they're a family of four having, you know, 7,000 capsules of Tylenol. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to start off with actually the hardest news. Yesterday at 2 o'clock, I posted from the Johns Hopkins website, which is tracking the coronavirus in America. They had 7,300 or so cases. As of right now, it's 11,274. We have gone in basically 24 hours up 4,000 cases in the United States. The death rate now is 158 have died in the United States. Now, it's the good news is in Minnesota, we have not lost anyone yet. 12 more cases of COVID-19 were detected by the Minnesota Health Department laboratory on Wednesday, bringing the total number of cases in the state to 89. With new testing restrictions, the actual number of cases in Minnesota is not known, though. We now have 6 cases that are evidence of community transmission. That means we have more COVID-19 circulating in Minnesota than our case numbers would suggest, said Chris Esserman, the Minnesota Department of Health Infectious Disease Director, on Wednesday. The change was made partially because of a global shortage of supplies needed to process the test. Minnesota Department of Health said it would focus its testing efforts on hospitalized patients, healthcare workers, and those who live in nursing homes and other facilities that house groups of people. She added that testing for COVID-19 in people who have mild symptoms is not necessary because there is no treatment for this new coronavirus. Instead, people who are sick should stay home. Please do. People with more serious symptoms, including fever and shortness of breath, should contact a doctor. Coronavirus pandemic could impact the United States for as much as 18 months and cause a critical shortage of life-saving medical supplies as the illness disrupts society in waves, according to a new government report. State and local departments, governments, as well as critical infrastructure and communication channels will be stressed and potentially less reliable as the outbreak continues to spread throughout the country, according to a 100-page report, a copy of which was obtained by the New York Times. It continued, these stresses may also increase the challenge of getting updated messages and coordinating guidance to these jurisdictions directly. The report was published on Friday, according to the New York Times, just as Trump announced a national emergency surrounding COVID-19. All 50 states have since confirmed cases of the virus, which typically features symptoms associated with that of a mild flu, but in some cases can be fatal with severe symptoms like pneumonia and respiratory complications. The coronavirus pandemic would impact the U.S. in multiple waves, the federal government said on its report. The report was a plan of action from the government outlining what agencies would assist in the federal response as hospitals are potentially inundated with sick patients who have contacted the deadly illness. Shortages of products may occur, including impacting healthcare, emergency service, and other elements of critical infrastructure, the plan stated. It continued, this includes potentially critical shortages of diagnostic medical equipment, including pharmaceuticals and staffing in some locations. After the plan was published, the Trump administration increased the price tag for its bailout package to nearly $1 trillion, NPR reported this with a significant portion of that money going towards checks for up to 1,000 or more for Americans, excluding millionaires. So far, there has been at least 6,000. Now, that's outdated numbers there. On Tuesday, the president said his administration was also considering sending the U.S. military to assist certain states in their crisis management at this point. I should be mentioned as well, there are two stories here that really kind of bugged me greatly. First was the fact that as we hear this report, and once again, this report was leaked to the New York Times. So the government itself is already saying, yeah, this could be an 18-month. As you hear people say, oh, it's going to be August or so, and we'll be back. Well, we might not be in home restrictions come August. We might not be in that point. But they're anticipating an 18-month process here. And so this is they're anticipating a much longer process. That along with the report that Senator Burr, this is the head of the Intelligence Committee from the Republican side and from North Carolina, there's a leaked tape of him. This was also from NPR. They basically there's a tape of him weeks ago, telling $1 billion and $1 million donors to his campaign that coronavirus was going to be far more serious and far more deadly and far more dangerous. Then, and apparently the poors, us, the middle class, the lower class, we didn't need to know this information. The wealthy donors needed to hear this information, but we didn't need to hear this information. Ugh. On top of that, then you hear Ron Johnson, the idiot senator to the east there, and we go into Wisconsin over there. Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing with this idiot? He sort of suggested, 11 million Americans dying because of coronavirus. What's the big deal? That's it, because he said, so we get it, and it has it's unfortunate, but what is it, 3.4% of the people die? Is that a big deal? Yeah, kind of. 11 million people. That would be one of the biggest kill-offs of all time. So, yeah, that'd be pretty substantial there, cheese brain. Jeez. I just, yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Brad in Robbinsdale. I don't know what else to add to that. Brad in Robbinsdale, thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
Okay. In order to, I guess, counter the racist trope that Trump is presenting here, I think we should, first of all, acknowledge the inaction of this lying, incompetent buffoon and call it the Trump virus or the traitor virus.
Oh, no, don't go with the second one. Just call it the Trump virus. It's the Trump epidemic, and I think that's the good way to go with that. I don't necessarily think we need to go any further. The Trump epidemic, it is. You know, and this is a guy, trust me, this is a guy that hates anything negative having his name on it. He hates it. I mean, he's desperately trying to blame Obama. He's desperately trying to blame the Chinese. He's trying to blame pharmaceutical companies. He's trying to blame everyone else, the media, the press, for this, outside of, you know, once again, the buck never stops with him, unless it's positive news, which, by the way, there isn't any. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, welcome on in. Thanks for holding, man.
Yeah, just a while ago, I was on TV. This con artist evangelist is preaching around the country, I guess. If he touches you, like, on the forehead or something, you won't get corona, whatever. And it must be working for him because he flies around the country in a private jet, so he must have a big following. And then Alex Jones, you know, the right-wing guy, he's selling this silver, some kind of silver stuff that he says, cures you or something, or takes
toothpaste.
Care of it.
Yeah, toothpaste.
And what's his name? The attorney judge of New York is trying to clamp down on him.
Well, Gary, there's a lot of people that are basically out there selling sham solutions to this. And, you know, that's about the only thing worse than people who are hoarding and trying to make a buck off of a pandemic. But no, there's a lot of people out there trying to do it. Don't believe it. The pharmaceutical industry is currently working. The international pharmaceutical industry is currently working on a virus, a solution, a cure. And, trust me, we'll know when they've got one. So anyone else who's telling you this is, you want to know why that first caller was talking about people walking around, old people walking around these grocery stores and, you know, not really taking care, because they honestly, that's what they're getting inundated with. Yeah. You can basically take one of our coronavirus patches and just put it on your arm and basically you're fine. And that's what they're getting inundated with.
Yeah, or just messages that it's not real, that yes, the man. H1N1 was just as bad. We all went out.
Well, yeah, we're fine. We're no big deal. Yeah, there's a reason why. I think the reason why all of a sudden Fox News specifically changed their tune in 24 hours. Everyone went from this is nothing to it's serious, is I think they realized this could end up wiping out a good chunk of our viewership, yeah, considering they're 80 and older on that network. They didn't want to lose them. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law in St. Paul, and I am passionate about providing legal services in the areas of estate planning, probate, and elder law. My clients receive the attention and compassion they deserve, with their peace of mind being my top priority. Enjoy the comfort of knowing that you have planned for the worst so you can confidently continue living at your best. Visit SchromanLaw.com. That's SchromanLaw.com.
You want a fast way to save hundreds of dollars? It's easy with Rudy Luther Toyota. Start with the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. Plus, Rudy Luther offers 2 years of maintenance included with every new Toyota purchase. And remember, Rudy Luther Toyota wants to buy your cars and trucks, paying you top dollar. Find out how much you can save by visiting Rudy Luther Toyota today, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. Our station has worked with Barbara from WYSIWYG Web Design for years on everything from logo to print design, and especially for developing our website. She does great work and is great to work with, listening to what our goals and design ideas were while offering new, innovative ideas to create the website we are proud of today. Barbara made sure she understood our station, our goals, and our mission before she started working on our site, and made suggestions to help control the cost. Plus, she's friendly, which set us at ease. I recommend Barbara at WYSIWYG Web Design because I know she will deliver an attractive, professional website within the budget you have. She is a local independent business that specializes in helping other local businesses achieve their website and design goals. She can work with nearly any budget and create anything from simple sites to robust custom functionality. To find out more about the company AM950 Trust, go to WYSIWYGWebDesign.com. Spelled out just like it sounds, WYSIWYGWebDesign.com.
If you're someone that counts on AM950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM950 on your receipt. AM950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
With your AM950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today, expect to rain and patchy fog before noon with a high of 45, and tonight the rain continues with a low around 30. Friday, cloudy skies with a high of 28 and a low of 14. Saturday, sunny with a high of 34 and a low of 25.
Most Tax Service has been working for you, not the IRS, since 1971. Located in Highland Park in St. Paul, they offer a variety of services, including payroll, business or personal taxes, and audit representation. Check them out at mohstax.com.
Still raining pretty good over at MSP right now. I'm going to take it a little slow on the roadways. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Once again, eatlocalminnesota.com this week. And for the next few weeks, we're just going to highlight the fact that some of these eatlocalminnesota.com restaurants are offering a curbside pickup, like Nightingale is, Cafe Latte is over in St. Paul. You have these options out there. The only thing I can do is suggest to you is call them up. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com, find a great restaurant there, call them up, see what they're doing. A lot of restaurants are figuring out their options, but there is a lot of options in the metro area. So I'm going to guess most of them are going to have some sort of curbside pickup. Just call, take advantage of it, and trust me, these restaurants really need you guys to do the curbside pickup for the next little bit, okay? So eatlocalminnesota.com, go check that out, please. By the way, some help for grocery workers. Speaking of grocery stores, Mother Jones magazine, as the rapidly spreading coronavirus pandemic closes schools across the country, more and more parents are juggling working from home with caring full-time for their children. But working at home is impossible for emergency personnel like paramedics, nurses, and public health workers who are on the front lines of the fight against the virus. Some states and cities are providing child care for emergency workers so they can do their jobs. Minnesota and Vermont, though, have now officially designated another group of workers as emergency personnel, grocery clerks. This means workers hurrying to stock shelves and check out customers in those states will receive free child care, which is that's actually a really good idea. It's a really good idea. So what are we going to do here? Now, once again, we've talked a lot about the fact that our testing is definitively behind such juggernaut countries as Greece. South Korea, apparently we can't test at the same rate those countries do. I have no idea why. But let's look at what we can do because, we're faced here with a definitive problem. You've got a lot of workers who are not working, and that is a multifaceted nightmare. You got people who are got rent. They got to pay their bills, and they're not taking any money in. On the same side that there's a lot of businesses that are out there that they're trying to stay afloat any way they can. They've got to shut down. Wall Street, big businesses. There's a lot of problems here. Now, you remember the other day I got all angry because I felt like the Democrats, they caved too much on this first initial wave as far as sick pay and paid time off, right? just listen to who qualifies under this grand deal. Most workers at small, mid-sized companies and nonprofits can get paid leave, as can government employees, as long as they've been employed for at least 30 days. Those at companies with more than 500 people, which is 48% of the American workers, are excluded. So half the people working in this country don't even qualify. It gets worse. Workers at places with fewer than 50 employees, 27% of workers, are included, but the Labor Department could exempt small businesses if providing leave would put them out of business. What do you think every small business is going to say at that point? I'm going to, you know, it's going to put me out of business. Employers can also decline to give leave to workers on the front lines of the crisis, healthcare providers and emergency responders. You know, so that's part of the problem. Part-time people will be paid the amount they typically earn in a two-week period. People who are self-employed, including gig economy workers like Uber drivers and Instacart, can also receive paid leave, assuming they pay taxes. They should calculate their average daily self-employment tax. How much money do you get while you're on leave? If you're sick or seeking care for yourself and you earn the full amount, you are usually paid up to a maximum of $511 a day. If you're caring for a sick family member or a child whose school is closed, daycare is closed, you can earn two-thirds of your usual pay with a day leaving limit up to $200. So, you know, really, once again, if you add 20, let me do my quick math, 75% of workers could basically be exempted from this. This was not a good deal. That only 25% of workers are guaranteed anything in this deal. Don't look at me and say, well, Matt, you're a little too hard on the Democrats. Yeah, I am. Aren't you supposed to be fighting for the workers, not 25% of them? And it's you know, and I'm sorry. There's a lot of businesses I know that they can get real creative. That if it puts them over 500, they'll consider all their franchises part of one great group. And they'll, look, I got 540 workers. But if they're under 500, well, I'll just count the franchises as individuals. So all of a sudden there's 12 workers here and 10 workers here, and I can't give them anything. You know, this is the pointlessness of doing something like this. You know, if you're not going to fight for the workers, then for goodness sakes, what are you fighting for? But there is, you know, a new plan here. Who wants a check? Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. sorry, it actually sounded exactly like the guy for a second. Yeah, sure, dude. That woman married you because of your looks. Yeah. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Thursday laid out details of the Trump administration's plan to send American relief money as part of the massive stimulus package. Mnuchin told Fox Business about the plan, which is being discussed with the congressional leaders in both parties, would send payments totaling $500 billion directly to Americans. That money would be divided into two large tranches, so two different payments. The first one would be for $1,000 per person, $500 per child, Mnuchin said. So a family of four, that's a $3,000 payment. Hello there. As soon as Congress passes this, we can get this out in 3 weeks. Then 6 weeks later, if the president still has a national emergency, we'll deliver another $3,000. Now, I'll get back to those numbers here in a quick second here. By the way, this is supposedly going to also exclude millionaires, although, once again, there's a lot of finagling that can be done there where a guy basically will, you know, I'll be listed as a millionaire. His wife is not listed on the same tax return. She's listed as having $40,000 a year, and he gets the benefit too. So there's a lot of people that are, even though they're not millionaires, are going to get this money because that's the way the system works, unfortunately. The Trump administration proposal comes as stocks continue to fall. Mnuchin said the White House's plan would also allocate $300 billion for small businesses, noting there will be a loan forgiveness for employees who keep their workers on the payroll. $200 billion would also be used for more facilities with the Federal Reserve, as well as secured lending to airlines and other critical industries being strangled with the crisis. One of the big hurdles to this whole thing was that the Democrats wanted to make sure that this money could not be used for stock buybacks by large corporations, because that's not the point of it. It's not basically to help the corporation's profit margins. It's about basically helping the corporation get through the crisis. And it sounds like Trump is actually willing to go along with that. The administration's plan will face opposition on Capitol Hill. However, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer argued on the floor of his chamber Wednesday that sending one or two one or two time checks would not provide enough support people who lose their jobs. Schumer suggested instead of providing expanded and beefed up unemployment insurance would cover Americans for a much longer time and would provide much bigger safety net. All right, time for Matt's Math Corner. Let's do this, Eric. So let's just presume you're out of work. We'll just round it over to April, okay? Rent. You got a family of four. How much do you think, you know, a good average rent for a family of four is? We're presuming we're going to have at least a two-bedroom rent.
I have no idea. 2,000?
No, it can't be that much. We're going to lowball this. We'll lowball this. We'll go with 1,250. Okay, 1,250. Plus a car payment. Say a car payment's what, 400? Plus insurance for the car, so we'll go in another 100. Food for 4 weeks. If you're doing it cheap, 500. All right, I just typed in the wrong number. 400 plus 100 plus, okay, so 500 for groceries for a month. All right. Other bills like phone, we'll presume that the heat and the electricity are covered with the rent. So, you know, that gives you, let's say $300 for an additional
utilities.
Internet, yeah. So that's $2,550. Okay, $2,550. That's lowballing, and you and I both would agree we're lowballing it here pretty quick, huh?
Sure.
And I can tell you right now that just that'd be, you know, I've got a family of five, and that's pretty well below where we would be for those same expenses. So you got $3,000. Now, here's the problem. There's two questions I have about this money. The first is this like these other payments have been in the past where it's been a case where it's actually a forward on your tax return, or it's a, you know, we're going to let you take money out of your Social Security account and that's the money you're actually getting. Is that really what it is? And there hasn't been any clear designation of what that is. Now, I can't believe the Democrats, even though they went with that first plan, which was horrible, they'd ever go along with something like that as a viable option. But here's the other thing is, would everybody be getting the $1,000, or is this some sort of staged thing? Now, in most stories, you do not find this, but the Star Tribune in their story actually had this line. Direct payments would go to U.S. citizens only and would be tier based on income level and family size. The two payments would be identical with the second wave starting by May 18th. Tier based. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's $1,000 for everybody. It sounds like it'd
be. Sound universal.
It doesn't. When it says tier based, so are we talking about, well, if you make $200,000, you're going to get the $3,000, which, you know, that's nice for them. But what about the guy that's making $25,000 a year, or the people that are making, the couple that's making $40,000 a year? How much money are they going to get? Are they going to get $400? Are they going to get $500? It doesn't sound like this deal has been set out. And frankly, once again, you got to depend on what is the benevolence of the Republicans in the Senate. Do you think that they're going to be really interesting? My God, Johnson just wanted to have 11 million people dead. Burr just basically told, weeks before he told anyone else, his wealthy donors, oh, guess what? Coronavirus is going to be bad. But yeah. Yeah, these guys are really going to be forthright with this. For goodness sakes. Is it a good idea if it covers people's expenses? I don't think, first of all, even if everyone does get the $3,000, it's going to cover everyone's expense. And the reality is I don't think everyone's going to get a $3,000. Well, that'd be a family of four. I don't think everyone's going to get $1,000 per adult or $500 per kid. I don't think that's going to happen. And reminder, the standard when the Great Depression happened, it started in 1929, it wasn't immediately that everything went bad. It was that everything that the Republicans did for the first 3 years of that was geared towards the landlord, not the renter, towards the business, not the worker. And it failed every time. When you, and that's how you get to a Great Depression. Well, what are the Republicans doing again? They're thinking about the landlord, not the renter. They're thinking about the employer, not the employee. Yeah. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. I'll get your call, Randy, in St. Cloud, and I'm going to leave you with a positive message when we do come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming, diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics for Zero Res. They know nothing is more important than your health during these stressful times. For years, Zero Res has committed to providing safe cleaning solutions for you. It's why their cleaning process has achieved the highest ratings in independent laboratory tests. They understand cleaning is part of preventing and will always follow CDC guidelines. Right now, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $129, plus an additional 10% off when you clean both your carpets and your air ducts. But you have to mention AM950 when you call 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years, so if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's go to Randy in St. Cloud. Thanks for holding, Randy. Welcome on into the show.
Well, thank you. I just feel a need to point out when Steve Munchkin and the yellow-haired brick group put in, it looks like it's about 2.7 billion or trillion in to shore up the stock market, and it didn't do anything. The stock market continued to fall, and that money's just gone into thin air.
Yes, it is.
I never heard one. How come the Democrats aren't screaming, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, and that's there you go. Where the Democrats are losing their voice all of a sudden. They're not fighting for the worker. They're not, you know, calling out this, well, that was a waste of $1.5 trillion, wasn't it? All right. So here's the deal. It's tough. If I just going to come in here and read the news for you, it's just basically there's a negative tone to it. But I want to kind of make sure everyone does understand. We're going to get through this. Like I said, there's still hot dogs. there's still hot dogs. They got hot dogs, okay? They still got tons of fresh fruits and vegetables. Got potatoes. Potatoes are good. Who doesn't like them? I love a potato. Good baked potato. They even have butter. So butter and a baked potato. I understand as we are run short on these supplies and we have incompetence at the top and there's a lot of apprehension and questions. The reality is it's easy to feel anxious. So I'm going to leave you with a little positive here. Going to take us out for the rest of the show. There's Three Little Birds. It's Bob Marley and the Wailers. Have a good one. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see you.